Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I am Michael of the North.
Oh, so I feel like I can guess what is going on today.
Well, I kind of had a grand name, like I'm a lord or something, but I realized I'm wearing shorts. I don't have a sword.
Yeah.
I don't have any armor on me.
No.
I don't even have a beard, really.
Yeah,
you've got a big beard.
Nice short hair as
well. That's right, a bow and arrow. Now, if I'm talking about armor and swords and bows and arrows or even shooting fireballs out of my hands, you might be able to guess that we're talking about a certain kind of story here. What kind of story?
We're talking about fantasy stories today.
That's the kind, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dragons, kings, castles, wizards.
Right.
Knights in shining armor doing all sorts of fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite one?
Well, of course, Lord of the Rings probably is the most well-known fantasy story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the granddaddy of them all. I've read those books, enjoyed them, liked the movies. Mm-hmm. As a young kid, I got into the Shannara books.
Oh, I've never heard of
them. Terry Brooks, Short of Shannara, Elstones of Shannara,
okay.
Others of Shannara,
yeah.
The Uber of Shannara, Convenience Store of Shannara, the Garbage Truck of Shannara.
These all sound quite interesting.
These are not real books.
No.
But that was a whole other world. He wrote a bunch of books, too, just like Lord of the Rings. What about you?
I really liked the Narnia stories when I was young.
Of course, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, C.S. Lewis. Did you know that C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien were friends?
I did,
and worked at Oxford University together, and used to go to a pub, and I went to that pub.
Okay, well.
It was interesting.
All right, well, obviously, we should get to today's fantasy story. It's a book called Redwall.
Redwall.
And we're going to learn all about it right now.
Huzzah!
Reading.
Redwall. Matthias is a young mouse who lives in Redwall Abbey, a peaceful place full of kindly animals. In spite of this, Matthias has a warrior spirit and longs to go on adventures one day. He needs all his courage to face what's coming. Cluny, the Scourge, and his army of evil rats. Cluny is a violent killer, and he'll stop at nothing to take Redwall Abbey and make it his castle. All the good animals of Mossflower Woods go to hide in Redwall, which was built years ago to keep them safe. However, Matthias and the old mouse, Methuselah, are afraid that the high walls won't be enough to keep out Cluny's rats. They believe the sword of Martin the Warrior, the legendary mouse who helped found Redwall, will be able to defeat Cluny. There are clues to where the sword is located, but the mice are running out of time. It is obvious that the Redwallers can't win against Cluny and his army without the sword, but they will still fight bravely for their home.
All right, so our book this month is called Redwall.
Right, who's the hero? Is it like a knight? Is it a paladin?
Ooh.
Is it a ranger? Is it a wizard?
Well, maybe kind of some of those things.
The sword, cutting and killing orcs and goblins.
There is a sword. We're going to learn about the sword later. But first, let's find out about our hero.
Yeah.
He's not quite a strong knight like that. In fact, it says Matthias is a young mouse who lives in Redwall Abbey.
Excuse me, a mouse?
Mm-hmm.
He's a mouse.
He's a mouse.
He's a little animal that eats cheese.
That's right.
I could step on him.
Mm-hmm.
I would hurt, and I wouldn't want to. But I won't.
Because Redwall Abbey is a peaceful place.
Okay.
Full of kindly animals.
All right, so the hero of our story is a mouse who's going to grow up to be a wizard or a... Anyway, he lives in an abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's an abbey?
An abbey is actually a large church, and it's surrounded by buildings, maybe like a kitchen building, a place where you live, like a bedroom building. I don't know what they call them, but where nouns and monks and other religious figures live and work. So they live in the buildings around this church.
Okay, so it would be a church, but there would also be a Christian community there.
Yes.
And they would do all sorts of things from helping sick people in the village to farming, to writing books or copying scriptures out, illuminating documents, all sorts of good stuff. But it's kind of a peaceful place of learning from back in the old days. So that's where Matthias is from. In spite of being from this peaceful yet kind of boring place, in spite of this, Matthias has a warrior spirit and longs to go on adventures one day. So imagine he's the young guy who grows up in this nice but kind of boring place, but he's been reading comic books and watching action films, and he kind of thinks, so someday I'm going to go and kill a dragon and save a princess and beat an evil wizard and win a battle or something like that. We know that he's thinking all these things in spite of this peaceful, quiet, kind of boring life. When we use this phrase, in spite of, it's sort of like the word despite. Mm-hmm. It means that something will take place even though there are other bad conditions that might make it difficult. Like you might say, well, I'm going to go to the park in spite of the rain. For some people, the rain might keep them home, but even though it is raining and you know it, you're still going to go ahead, go outside to the park or something like that.
Okay, so obviously he is thinking about becoming a warrior. He thinks of himself as this big strong mouse and he wants to be a warrior. And a warrior is a brave fighter or a soldier who has experience fighting in a war.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you're going off to a war, find yourself a warrior and do what he or she does. And hey, you have a good chance of surviving. And we learn there that he is, well, he's not exactly a warrior.
Nope.
He doesn't have the horse and the sword and all that stuff. But he's got a warrior spirit. Mm. All right. So here we're using spirit. Of course, it's a noun. Spirit is sort of like your soul, your anima. What's inside you? What gives you your life passion or something like that? So he might sit at home just doing boring stuff like all the other mice. But inside, he knows that he's a great warrior, that he's a great hero. It's inside him, and all he needs is a chance to let it out and become Matthias, the great mouse slayer.
Oh, right. Well, fortunately, he's going to get that chance.
Good.
All right, so we learn about this brave mouse, Matthias. He's got a peaceful life, but he longs to go on an adventure.
Ah.
Now, this phrase, long to do something, when you long to do something, you wish for something or to do something very much. For example, we might say, Mikey longs to play with his older brother and his friends, but he's too little.
Oh, it's a dream, it's a wish, it's a hope for the future, it's something he thinks about for a lot, but it's not something he's able to do quite yet.
Right.
So hold on, Mikey, hold on, Matthias, maybe in the future, hopefully the near future, you'll be able to go out and have an adventure. What does Matthias need? Well, he needs all his courage to face what's coming.
Ooh.
Wow, so from that we know that something dangerous is coming, something dangerous will happen soon. We know it because he'll need all his courage. Your courage is like your bravery. We'll get to that, but first let's finish the next sentence. What's coming? Clooney the Scourge and his army of evil rats.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay, for a mouse, an army of evil rats would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, fighting an army of rats would take courage. Well, for anyone, I would need courage to fight an army of rats. Just one, yeah, I could take them on. But if it was an army, thousands of rats, I would need courage. And I expect you probably would, too. What is courage? It's a noun, and it's bravery, right? If you do something dangerous, you know it's dangerous, but you don't let the danger or your fear to stop you, then you have courage, you have bravery, you have guts. For example, it takes a lot of courage to be a firefighter, right? To run into a building that could kill you to save other people, that takes bravery, that takes courage. So who is this evil army of rats? Mm. Or more importantly, who is leading the army of rats?
Clooney the Scourge.
Clooney the Scourge. I like the name, but I don't like him.
No. He's, you know, probably don't like him because he is evil.
He is evil.
Okay, so
he must be.
This adjective evil, it actually describes someone who does really bad or harmful things on purpose. Now, evil people want to hurt other people. Mm-hmm. They don't just do it by accident. Mm-mm. They say, nah, I'm going to do this.
And they don't care about it.
Nope. So here's an example. Some people believe the president of this country is evil because he does not care about his people at all. That's an evil thing to do.
I'm just trying to guess which president
country?
In which country. There's quite a few choices these days. Anyways, let's get back to someone who's not the president of a real country. Mm-hmm. What is the leader of an army of rats? Ooh. Clooney the Scourge.
Okay, so Clooney the Scourge, he's going to give Matthias all the adventures that Matthias really needs.
Oh, yeah.
That's because it says Clooney is a violent killer, ooh, and he'll stop at nothing to take Redwall Abbey and make it his castle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
There is.
Okay, so he's...
It's exciting.
He's not only evil, he's also violent.
A violent killer.
Mm-hmm. So the adjective violent describes a person or an animal that is likely to attack, hurt, or kill another human or animal. Mm. Here's an example. The police announced that a violent criminal had escaped from prison and that everyone should be very careful.
Absolutely.
Lock your doors.
That's right. This is someone who will hurt you. They're not peaceful. They're not kind.
No.
They're not nice. They're angry and they are not afraid of hurting you. They will stop at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This prisoner might stop at nothing to get away, or Clooney will stop at nothing to have his army conquer a land. The shortcut for you, stop at nothing, basically means nothing will stop you. You will do anything to get what you want. It's our shortcut for you. Let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Are you sure this plan will work, General?
I'm not certain, but it's the only chance we've got.
It's just that the enemy army is so powerful. I'm not sure we'll be able to fight them off.
Well, that's why we've got to keep our plans a secret. You're the only officer I can trust.
You're right to trust me, General, but I'm still concerned. You know the soldiers will stop at nothing to take our land.
Officer, I order you to stop taking my land at once.
What? I'm not trying to take your land, General. The phrase stop at nothing means that someone is ready to do anything they need to do in order to achieve something.
I see. Stop at nothing means 不择手段. I'm sorry, officer. I now realize that you're not trying to steal my land.
I would stop at nothing to make sure you trust me, General.
Excellent. Now, let's begin step one of our plan.
Right away, General. Okay, welcome back. Let's do a quick recap about our story so far.
Yep.
So we've learned about Matthias, this mouse who is a warrior spirit.
Mm.
He really wants to go on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, well, maybe not luckily, Clooney, the Scourge, and his army of rats are about to give him this adventure. They want to take over the peaceful Redwall Abbey and make it their own. Now, meanwhile,
yes,
there's a lot going on here.
Right.
The article tells us all the good animals of Mossflower Woods go to hide in Redwall, which was built years ago to keep them safe.
Oh, okay. Mm. Like in the old days, if you lived around the castle and were like a farmer, if an army that was going to attack came close, everyone would run into the castle, lock the doors, they'd be safe behind the wall.
Right.
So these animals who live around the abbey or the convent, or sorry, the abbey, they run into Redwall Abbey, and hopefully they'll be safe. However, we read Matthias and the old mouse Methuselah are afraid that the high walls won't be enough to keep out Clooney's rats.
Oh, interesting.
Like one of those castle battles from Lord of the Rings. They might find a way to put ladders up or knock the walls down. They're afraid that the walls of Redwall won't be enough to keep out these dangerous rats and, of course, Clooney the Scourge.
Mm-hmm.
This phrase, to keep out, basically just means to stop from entering a place, right?
Mm-hmm.
You lock your doors when you leave home to keep out burglars or robbers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a place with a lot of flies and you're riding your bike, you close your mouth to keep out the flies.
Yeah, you don't want those flies in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've got a new character here.
Okay.
So first we had Matthias.
Yes.
And now Methuselah.
Methuselah.
Now here's an interesting fact about the name Methuselah.
Okay.
I don't know if many of our listeners will know this.
Uh-huh.
It's actually the name from a name from the Bible.
A really old dude.
Yeah. In the Bible, they say that he lived to like 900 years old or something.
It was hundreds of years.
Yeah. It was really old. So anyways.
Really wrinkled skin.
Yeah. So this mouse, Methuselah, is an old mouse. He's got an interesting name.
Okay.
Okay. So they want to keep all the good animals safe, but they're just small mice.
Mm.
Fortunately, they have a plan. Here's their plan. The article says, they believe the sword of Martin the Warrior,
yes,
the legendary mouse who helped found Redwall, will be able to defeat Clooney.
Wow, this guy sounds like a hero.
Yeah.
Martin the Warrior.
Mm, it's good got a good
stuff.
Name.
Absolutely. And so what did Matthias and Methuselah what are they going to do?
Okay, so they believe they're going to defend their home with this special sword.
Oh.
Now, sword is a noun. We kind of talked about it already. It's a weapon that has a long metal blade.
Shing.
Kind of like a knife, but much longer and with a bigger handle. Now, this type of weapon was very common hundreds of years ago, especially before guns were invented.
That's right.
Right.
If you've seen fantasy movies or, you know, movies with samurai or people like that, they're doing a lot of fighting with swords. For example,
Stu spent an hour looking at the old swords and other weapons in the history museum.
Okay, yeah. They're old, they're important, so they're in a museum. And this mouse warrior, Martin the Warrior, he's legendary.
Mm.
If something is legendary, it's really famous. It's part of legend. Now, it could be something from an old story that might not be true, like the legendary stories of the Greek gods or something like that. Or you can also talk about something that was real and is just so famous. The legendary boxer Muhammad Ali.
Ooh,
or the legendary basketball player Michael Jordan. People would definitely use this adjective to describe someone like Michael Jordan, especially in the future. Maybe 100 years from now, people will still look back and go, wow, that person was really great, really special, really fantastic. So what are all these mice going to do? Are they going to join together to try to fight off Clooney?
Well, we've got these two mice here. They've got all these other animals here.
But
the most important people in the story here are Matthias and Methuselah,
right,
so far at least. And it says they believe this special sword, it used to belong to this warrior mouse, is going to help them defeat Clooney and his army. So we're going to talk soon, right now actually, about the verb defeat. Okay, we're talking about this verb defeat. Defeat is another way of saying beat, as in they think they can beat the army and win the war.
So sort of like the magic sword Excalibur from King Arthur, or even the Ring of Power from Lord of the Rings. This is a magical thing that if they find it, it will give them lots of the power that they need to defeat their enemy. But of course, the trick is to find the thing.
They don't know where it is.
In the first place. That's right. You can't use the magic sword to fight the bad guy if you don't have the magic sword. And to have it, you gotta find it. So how do they do that? Well, the article says there are clues to where the sword is located, but tick-tock, tick-tock, the mice are running out of time. That's right. They can't search for years and years.
Nope.
They have to find it quickly, but they do have some clues, so that is helpful. A clue, it's a noun, and it's basically something helpful that helps you find an answer or solve a mystery. Police are always looking for clues when there's a crime, if they find a fingerprint or a bit of hair or anything from the criminal or from when the crime happened, that would be a clue. Sherlock Holmes is always able to just look at a person's clothes and say, I can tell by this little thing on your jacket that you're from a certain place. How does he know that? He doesn't make it up. He looks at the clues, the evidence. He looks for hints.
Right.
That could also be a clue. For example, Sherlock Holmes found a clue by looking at the man's jacket. He was from Nottingham.
Sherlock Holmes is pretty smart.
He's smart.
He's good at that.
He's amazing with clues. So what kind of clues do they have? And are the clues helpful?
We don't really find out, but here's where they don't know where the sword is.
Sure.
They don't have a lot of time to look for it.
Oh, time is really running out quickly. Oh, no.
So we saw that they're running out of time.
Yeah,
we don't really go into the clues too much here.
Okay.
That's why you've got to read the book. But they're running out of time. They're not actually running, though. Maybe they should be. When we use this phrase, run out of something, we're saying that something is disappearing quickly. So, time is running out. That time is going by really quickly. Our money is running out. We almost have no money left. Here's another example. We're running out of tissue paper. Let's buy some at the supermarket tonight.
There you go. We use running out to talk about things that are valuable, especially right now, but they're limited. All right? You probably wouldn't run out of air if you're walking around outside, but you would run out of time, money. You might run out of sugar when you're baking a cake. Oh, you'd need to go get more if you're running out. Anyways, back to the article. It says, it is obvious that the Redwallers, all the people hiding in the Abbey, the Redwallers, it's obvious that the Redwallers can't win against Clooney and his army without the sword. The sword is key to them being able to fight off the army of rats. But they will still fight bravely for their home. Even though the situation is difficult, they know that if they lose, that's it for all of them. So if they all have to go down fighting, they will do that. It's obvious that they're in a very difficult situation. If something is obvious, this adjective means it's plain to see. It's easy to understand. It's right there in front of you. You don't have to figure it out or ask a lot of questions. Anyone can see this. It's so obvious. For example, look at those dark clouds. It's obvious that it will rain soon. It's very clear that it will rain soon.
Okay, well, we also saw a grammar point in that sentence. So we're going to look at the grammar point it plus be verb, or be verb with not. So like I am not, like this, with an adjective and a that clause. Okay, so when we use this pattern, we have to follow the adjective with a that clause. That's because we need to say what the adjective is describing. It is clear that Henry is unhappy. So we can very clearly see Henry is unhappy. That's because we also say, look at the expression on his face.
Yes, and there you go. It is clear that we are running out of time today. But come back, because we're going to have a little bit of chat, and then we'll be done. But there'll be more about Redwall.
We've got lots of story
Mattias
coming up.
And Clooney the Scourge coming up. But before that, yes, we do have our chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question. Can animals be good or evil? Give examples to explain your answer.
Can an animal be good or evil? Well, no, I would say no, because to be good or evil, you have to be able to judge what is good. I think animals are just being animals. Yes, the lion might eat me, but it's just being a lion.
It's just trying to get fed. Right?
Unless I meet a lion one day who's like, hey, I want to be your friend.
Right.
And then another lion that's like, I don't like your t-shirt, I'm going to eat you. Then I would say that lion is evil. But no, I think all lions are just hungry, so they eat.
Right.
But it's not evil.
I think we can ask this question a lot because we assign animals with personalities in movies and books and TV. And so we kind of get this question, but I agree. I don't think animals really can be inherently evil. But it is a good thing to talk about. Maybe you have a different opinion. So talk about it with your friends, classmates. We've got to go, though. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Red Wall. Matthias is a young mouse who lives in Redwall Abbey, a peaceful place full of kindly animals. In spite of this, Matthias has a warrior spirit and longs to go on adventures one day. He needs all his courage to face what's coming: Clooney, the Scourge, and his army of evil rats. Clooney is a violent killer, and he'll stop at nothing to take Redwall Abbey and make it his castle. All the good animals of Mossflower Woods go to hide in Redwall, which was built years ago to keep them safe. However, Matthias and the old mouse, Methuselah, are afraid that the high walls won't be enough to keep out Clooney's rats. They believe the sword of Martin the Warrior, the legendary mouse who helped found Redwall, will be able to defeat Clooney. There are clues to where the sword is located, but the mice are running out of time. It is obvious that the Redwallers can't win against Clooney and his army without the sword, but they will still fight bravely for their home.
Vocabulary Review.
Courage. Soldiers need great courage to fight against their enemies in battle. Evil. The evil man likes to hurt animals. He doesn't think it's wrong. Violent. The violent criminal attacks people and then takes their money. Sword. Knights often use swords to protect themselves or fight their enemies. Clue. The puzzle game includes some clues to help players finish the game. Obvious. It was obvious that Ken was not telling the truth about what happened to the car.